from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, the friendship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Welcome to the celebration of the daily televised Mass. I am Father Michael Coutts. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from three donors. The first is the Harney family from Chicago, Illinois, in memory of their parents, Kathleen and Phil Harney. The second is an anonymous donor from Whitby, Ontario, for personal intentions for the health of his brother, family, and friends, for the return to the faith of all those who have left, and for the souls in purgatory who have no one to pray for them. The third is Mary Brantner from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, in support for the daily televised Mass. Our thanks go out to the donors for the gift of this Mass. Today we celebrate the feast of those two great saints, Saint Titus and Saint Timothy, both disciples of Saint Paul. We ask these men to intercede before the throne of heaven as we prepare to celebrate the Eucharist. Lord Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the light to all nations. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are the salt of the earth. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who adorned Saint Timothy and Titus with apostolic virtues, grant through the intercession of them both that living justly and devoutly in this present age, we may merit to reach our heavenly homeland. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to Titus. From Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect, and the knowledge of the truth that is in accordance with godliness, in the hope of eternal life that God, who never lies, promised before the ages began, in due time he revealed his word, through the proclamation with which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Savior. To Titus, my loyal child in the faith we share, grace and peace from God the Father and Jesus Christ, our Savior. I left you behind in Crete for this reason, so that you should put in order what remained to be done, and should appoint elders in every town as I directed you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations. Tell of his marvelous works among all the peoples. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory to his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Say among the nations, the Lord is King. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Alleluia. Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. The Lord sent me to bring good news to the poor, and freedom to prisoners. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
From among the disciples, the Lord appointed 70 and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandal, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and the people welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick who are there, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
10 years ago at this time, I was way up in the Northwest Territories at the parish of Our Lady of Lourdes in Tuktoyaktuk. It was being taken care of by Sister Faye Trombley. I had been invited there by Father Don Steen, who since has died. And it was remarkable to see how this televised mass meant so much to them, because they did not have a priest. And in order to pray the Eucharist, this was their only means. As I came down to Hay River to the Church of Our Lady of the Assumption, I celebrated the Mass there and preached a parish mission. And at the end of the parish mission, a Mr. Raymond Jones, an elderly indigenous gentleman, came and gave me a very large check for the National Catholic Broadcasting. And I asked him why. And he said the very last words that Jesus said in the gospel today, the kingdom of God has come near to us because of the televised mass. Today we celebrate the feast of Timothy and Titus, and they were given the same mandate by St. Paul. Go out and preach the good news. Timothy was the bishop of Ephesus. Titus was the bishop of Crete. Now, don't imagine them to be bishops like we have today with the mitre and tiara and with all the robes. They were dressed in probably lay clothes like many people around. Titus was a friend of Paul and a companion of Paul in his journeys. Paul was a very abrasive character, and very often he'd go to a parish, he'd go to a church community, and he would abrade the people because they were not, he was so intense on fire, and he would abrade the people because they were not living up to the fact that they were baptized in Jesus Christ. When he went to the church in Corinth, he spoke about their sexual immorality. He said, "You people are crazy. You are filing lawsuits against one another. You've been given gifts of the Holy Spirit, talents, and all you use it is in order to make more money for yourselves. And you've been given this precious gift of the Eucharist, and you do not know to understand it." Needless to say, they were very riled up, and Paul would leave the place and Titus would be left behind to pour oil on the troubled waters. He had an easygoing temperament, and he had the ability to bring out the best in others. I wish we could have that among all our priests and bishops today, because the church is so rich, we need to bring out the talents from people. But if we just go and tell them, you have to do this and you have to do that like Paul did, we're going to ruffle feathers a lot. Later on, Paul went to the island of Crete. And when he went there, he set up communities, he preached the gospel, he set up little churches, and then he left Titus to complete the work that he had done. He made him an overseer, and the word for overseer in Latin is episcopus, from which we get the word bishop. And so he oversaw what was going on. Needless to say that Paul also ruffled the people of Crete. He quoted one of the poets of Crete, and that poet said, "The Cretans, they are a bunch of liars, they are a bunch of thieves, and they are gluttons." Now imagine in your parish, instead of the parish priest coming and saying, "Dear brothers and sisters in Christ," they come up to the pulpit and said, "You bunch of liars, you bunch of thieves, you bunch of gluttons." Can you imagine whether he would even get through his homily? There would be perhaps tomatoes thrown at him, or people would be in chaos. And here, once again, Titus would step in. Titus had, I said, that beautiful ability to bring people together and to bring out the best in them. And so the church today in Crete still carries on, thanks to the work of Titus. But he didn't stop there. He carried on spreading the message of the good news, as Jesus said in the gospel, the kingdom of heaven is here, all the way west to Alexandria in Egypt. Timothy, on the other hand, was a more gentle character. Paul had made on his first journey a trip through Antioch, Lystra, Derbe, and at Lystra he found a very well set of two ladies, mother and daughter, who were great believers and helpers in the church, and their son was Timothy. But Timothy was had a father who was a Gentile, and so there was a little bit of, how do we get Timothy to continue the good work? And Paul took him under his wing, and Timothy went with Paul and was with him for almost 15 years. Overlapping the time with Titus in Corinth. They went first to Philippi, came down to Berea, and then down to Corinth. And each time when Paul was in a place, Paul is a brave character, always upset somebody or the other. And so one night he had to flee in the middle of the night from Berea to come down to Thessalonica. And he said, Timothy, you better stay behind and take care of these people because they are great believers, but I don't want them to lose their faith because of the persecutions around. Timothy was a gentle character, easily bullied. And so Paul would write to him. He says, look, you're a young man. Do not let people take advantage of you. Do not be frightened because they come and confront you. Speak from the depths of your heart. But Timothy would do something that most of us do. When we are tackled with somebody that we don't like, instead of confronting the bully, we internalize it. And what happened to Timothy? He began to have stomach problems. And so Paul would tell him, Timothy, don't drink water only, but at times have a glass of wine. Many of my friends have taken that advantage, and whether they've got stomach problems or not, they enjoy that glass of wine. Timothy and Titus lived a simple life like Jesus spoke of in the gospel today. Take no purse, take no things around with you, just go and trust in the Lord. And that is precisely what they did. Our church today would be flourishing like anything if we listened to the simple words of the Lord. Go and tell people the kingdom of God is here. God bless you all. Join me now as we pray together. For those in our daily televised Mass intention book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
In this month dedicated to the holy name of Jesus, we pray as a community of faith that his name will bring peace and reconciliation to our families and to the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our sponsors from Minnesota, from Illinois, and from Whitby, and for their families, may the Lord grant them peace of mind and health and body. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We bring these prayers through Christ our Lord, who together with the Father and the Holy Spirit is one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For through your goodness we have this bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For through your goodness we have this wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Lord God, be pleased to accept these gifts that we offer to you with humble and with contrite hearts. Thank you. Pray, my sisters, my brothers, that this, our sacrifice, be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all of his holy church.
Receive, O Lord, the offerings of your people, which we bring in celebration of the saints Timothy and Titus, and in your kindness render us fully acceptable by giving us sincerity of heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of Saints Timothy and Titus, you bid your church to rejoice, so that you, Strengthen her by the example of their holy lives, teach her by their works and preaching, and keep her safe in answer to their prayers. And so in the company of the angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Francis our Bishop, the bishops across Canada, all the clergy, and this entire people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters. Remember Kathleen and Phil Harney, who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints, Titus and Timothy, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we now dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of this your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And
wherever you are, let us share a sign of that peace and friendship.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us
behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ bring us all to everlasting life. Amen.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. May the sacrament we have received, O Lord our God, nourish us in that faith taught by the preaching of the apostles and kept safe by the labors of Saint Timothy and Titus. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.